All right, guys, welcome back to another podcast. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But let's get into it. We have Chrissy. How do you say your last name? Just so I don't fuck it up.
Yeah, Shapeka.
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 There you go.
There you go.
Gorgeous.
I got it.
Hard enunciation Shapeka. On the A.
Yeah.
Go, yep, sure.
Shapeka.
Whatever works, girl.
What's going on? Like, I think you don't have like a similar audience to what we have. We might not have as much crossover as other guests that we've had. How would you describe your audience, your content? Like, how would people know you?
Well, listen, I'm a big advocate and I am a big part of the LGBTQ+ community. So I would say that's mainly my audience. Also, I'm here for the girlies. I'm here for the gays, you know, everyone in between. That's mainly my audience. I'm kind of an uplifting kind of girl for them. So yeah, we definitely don't have a crossover, I don't think.
I mean, we might. Who knows? We haven't. You think?
No, well, I don't. I mean, I don't think that there's a huge crossover.
Yeah,
but
like there's 50-50. There's male girl. There's male female split. And then
no, but we have like an 80-20, 85-20, 85-20.
85% men.
It changes on different
that's
platforms.
Scary.
Really? I see that way more common. Like YouTubers are majority male audience.
You think so?
No,
for you.
No, for us, I know, but I'm just saying for like most people on YouTube, like they have majority.
Is that a real stat? Like that's.
Well, I mean, yeah. There's just more men. There's just more men on YouTube, but we are saying that that's like how we're just saying that audience wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen it like
fun
less
fact.
Common where it's like 50-50. It's normally majority women or majority male.
Okay.
But what do you have? Like what's your audience?
I'm like 85% women. What's the math? 15% men, but they're usually gay men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's me.
So any conflicts you see on TikTok that like between your fan base and other fan bases on TikTok that you find?
Like what does your fan base not find funny or like not okay that we sometimes cover or the people in our community are always doing? Like the big TikTokers, like the what do you call them? Like the hype house people, when they do shit, what do your community not find funny?
I think we don't find queer baiting funny. I feel like a lot of guys on TikTok, like the straight guys who do the little dances and stuff, like good for them. But like they like to queer bait a lot and like pretend they're gay and act gay and like use that to their advantage to pull an audience, but then are like low-key homophobic. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like
it's queer. It's also interesting you say that because there's guys that I know personally that will like do like a male only fans and they'll be like, yeah, it's chill. I make all this money on it. But like all my fans are gay. You know what I mean? And they're like a straight male. So I'm like, you know, it's like what it seems like there's a line that
is that considered queer baiting?
That is exactly what
I mean. I wouldn't say necessarily that. I mean,
but if you're like flirting with dudes and you aren't gay on
well,
OnlyFans,
yeah, it's like, why are you doing? I mean,
that's
I'm not,
queer
I don't baiting. Know necessarily like. I'm not like I don't know much about that, so I'm not gonna comment on like that specifically. Mm-hmm. But like, just at least online, like and on TikTok, like I don't know, just a lot of like the big like man like TikToker kind of guys, just like using like queerness to their advantage, and so like, and using their quote unquote queerness because they're not queer to like pull women and manipulate women and like stuff like that. Like,
what do you think the motive is? Is it to garner a women audience, or is it to garner like attention from like the gay audience? What are they trying to do?
I think it's just to act more accepting than they actually are. Like, I don't know. I mean,
like progressive.
It's yes. To act more progressive than they actually are. Like, they're not actually progressive. Like, they're still calling each other like the F word and like,
so
probably
it's more deceitful rather than actually trying to move forward and progress. And
yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're doing it to their own advantage to get like another million followers or so instead of like being just themselves.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you can literally just be yourself and probably still get the same amount of followers. Like, you do you, babe. I think you're boring, but whatever. Like, you're not my audience. Right. You know, like, I'm not your audience.
But then there's a hard line, right? When then there's like the other side of TikTok that I feel like is super homophobic and very like racy with their jokes with either race or sexuality, a lot of things. How do you feel towards those TikTokers that make money and make views and a living off of doing that stuff?
I mean, I just think that's pathetic. Mm-hmm. I just think that's like absolutely pathetic. It's like, I don't know. I'm very like true to myself online and like, sure, maybe they're being true to themselves, but it's like, do you have fucking morals? Like, are you a fucking human being? Like,
true. Any of the really big people, like who do you think is doing it? who is huge.
You're asking for names.
I want to know because we didn't even.
I'm curious
because
I don't have an eye necessarily for it. Like I'm not like, oh, that person's queer. You know what I mean? It's
You understand it from a different perspective.
It's a whole different set of eyes the way you look at things.
Let me put it to you this way, because like I don't want to I don't want to get myself in some deep shit that I don't want to be part of. But let me put it to you this way. Like, remember that trend where it was a bunch of straight guys and they all were wearing like maid costumes? Like, yes. That was back in like early 2020. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I've recently seen that with like Vinny Hacker. I'm not trying to call him out, yeah, but he was wearing a maid outfit.
If the shoe fits.
So that's that you're the community considers that queer baiting.
I mean, it kind of is. It's just like acting femme when, okay, but it's like, would they do that in real life? Like, would they go out, wear a little maid costume and be proud of it in real life? Or would they see queer people wearing that
and go okay. like,
I see, what, you're saying,
you know
right?
What I mean? Like, that's not the thing. It's like, it's queer baiting. Like, that's, I say, would be the greatest example of what that is. And like, what my side of TikTok and like my followers and my beautiful fans like hate, because it's like taking something that we, like, it's not easy for us to go outside like dressing even like this. Like, even as a woman, even as a queer person, like wearing all pink, people look at me like I'm the fucking circus. It's hilarious. And like, I'm proud of myself for being true to myself and not really giving a fuck. But like, that's not easy for everyone else. And just seeing these big TikTok guys like doing stuff like that, when in reality they're like not like that. Yeah. It's
see, before now it skipped over people's heads. Now I see what you're saying, right? So if I were to put, or a straight male would have put on a maid costume for 30 seconds for a TikTok, probably for a brand deal, or just for to get fucking 2 more million views,
yeah,
rather than them actually wearing that as their normal wardrobe.
It's like, yes.
Or showing who they really are.
Right. Yes and no. It's just like, sure, like put it on, wear it for 2 seconds, whatever, to each their own. But it's like, are you making fun of people for doing that? Like,
the issue is where the intention is held. Yes. So it's like, it's not, because the thing is, I could go put on a maid costume and film a TikTok and I don't have any intention on it. Like, you know what I mean? It's, if I'm trying to like, but then if you're trying to do it like, okay, like this is, you know, I'm going to,
if you do it for you for views, then you make fun of someone else doing it.
Yeah. Then
that's a different,
so that's the issue.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the issue. That's the biggest issue.
So, but like, where's the line of stuff that not irritates you, but stuff that's like, oh, that's fucked up? Because for me personally, like I'm straight. So there's, bye. I mean, that's like where, that's where I stand. I am open to learn. I'm just saying. And the thing is, I'm not the greatest at talking about this in terms of politically correctness, because the fact, you know, I don't know. But I am down to learn.
I mean, I think asking questions is totally okay if your intentions are to not be offensive or not to be like, I don't get this because I think it's fucking weird. Like, what
no,
is
yeah,
this
that's not, and I know that's not and where that's I'm at at
not
all.
Not what you're doing. I'm just saying, like, asking questions is totally okay. Like, it's so fine to ask me that. Like, I would love to teach you about that, just as long as, like, you know, the intentions are there to learn and not to be like, I just don't fucking get it.
So, like, so with talking to you about it, you're very, like, you're down to tell me about it. But, like, in some situations, if I'm like, oh, I have no clue, I don't know what's, you know, I don't know how to actually go about this, then I feel like I'm in a spot where I'm like, oh, shit, you know, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, first off. I don't want to be rude, disrespectful, non-accepting, when I'm just, like, trying to, like, inquire about, you know, what.
Have you searched these things on the internet? Have you looked them up? Like,
so my thing about searching it on the internet is that there's so, not that there's so many different ways that it could be, you know, interpreted,
yeah,
but yes, it, there's a lot. There's a lot, yeah, and it's yeah, new, yeah, and there's not a whole lot on it.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, you want, like, the perspective from the person who actually is part of that. Like, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, that's the best way to get that perspective, yeah, rather than anyone else, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, and I love talking. So it's like, you know, I'll talk to somebody about it. And, it, you know, I think it's interesting, but I just don't want to overstep my, like, you know, what I'm asking.
I feel like the part where things get overstepped is when people try to apply jokes, right, towards trying to say, I'm trying to understand it, but at the same time, I'm going to crack jokes and be arrogant about it.
Yeah.
But, like, that leads to my next question, right? Like, TikTok, out of any platform, like, it's a newer platform, but it's really toxic, right? And there's a lot of different, like, it's a lot of different morals, I guess you could say, on the app. So how do you, like, feel about what TikTok has done for your platform and, like, your symbol on LGBTQ? Like, how do you think you influence your fan base?
I mean, I think my biggest influence for my fan base is kind of giving them a safe space to, like, be themselves and to, you know, not, I guess, like, I kind of view myself as like an older sister on TikTok. Like, right. I like to be the older sister to give advice and to make, you know, these people feel comfortable, because unfortunately, a lot of us like haven't felt comfortable growing up or like in our teens or even like in our 20s, like now, like to be ourselves. And I had to learn very early on, just through my experiences, like how to be comfortable with myself. And so I really feel like it's my job on TikTok, and a job I love, yeah, to, you know, give people that guidance and give people that like safe space to just like be themselves and to not be afraid of being themselves. Because I mean, our world is fucked up. It's not a very safe space for queer people to be queer or for anyone to really enjoy their interests like in a safe way. And so I think TikTok has given me that, like given me that platform to be able to do that, which is why I like care so deeply about my fans and like care so deeply about what I'm doing, because there's not a lot of places for people to go for that, I think. And there's a million other creators too, instead of just me. Like, I can't take all the credit, but I have done a lot, and like I'm really thankful for that.
And I like love and respect that, because like TikTok, like I said, it's very big and it's very toxic towards the different views. And it's good that there's symbols that are like symbols for different parts of life that a lot of people don't want to learn and rather neglect or make fun of.
For sure. I'm not gonna talk too much shit on TikTok, but I do wish there was a way that they could make it a little safer, because there are still a lot of problems. Like, you know, people will find my page and get gross and like, you know, sexist. Yeah,
super mixed.
Yeah, like get sexist and homophobic and horrible, and there's not really a way of like detouring that, like helping us. It's more like punishing the creator for the hate comments that we get, or like the things that happen. I don't know. Someone asked.
Because the way TikTok works, right? You can see one of your TikToks or something super uplifting.
Yeah.
And then you scroll right away, you see something super homophobic and super like destructive. And then the comments on that, like 24K comments. And it's very mixed that there's no proper path that somebody can take that's super safe on TikTok.
Exactly. And it's like, it kind of seems like TikTok's like, we have a place for everyone. And it's like, oh, you have a place for homophobes and racists? Like, should you be having that place for them? Like, maybe you should be protecting the creators that like give a fuck about people. I don't know. That's my tea. But
if you were in charge of TikTok, what would you do? How would you?
I mean, just kick
them off?
I just like, if you're being outright racist and homophobic and like harassing people, why do you need an account?
Yeah, there's no space for you.
Like, there's no space for you. Like, we have to stop. Yeah. Like,
and these comments exist while other videos are getting taken down every day. I'm sure you get videos taken down all the time too.
Oh yeah,
and all the time.
constantly, for nothing, for absolutely nothing. Like, it's a weird world on there, and I don't know.
Let's bring it to a funnier note. It might actually not be funny. It seems like a horrifying story. Okay. I want to pull up this TikTok. It's the second one. You got locked in a hotel room for like 13 hours during prom. Let's watch this real quick. Meeting a guy at a random college party, him locking me in a hotel room for 13 hours.
Oh, hell no.
It got 430,000 likes. It popped up on my FYP.
Me on your For You page?
Yeah.
Unheard of.
No, because I mean, I was scrolling through all your stuff and it kept on. But that seems like a crazy story.
Yeah. Ooh.
How does that
Can you talk about
down?
That? Well, you just teased it on TikTok.
In the most vague way.
In the most vague way. well, okay, it's kind of going off of what I was just saying about, like, my experience with men and why I talk so much shit about men on TikTok. That is just a very beautiful picture of an abusive relationship I was in for, like, a year and a half. I don't really know what to say other than that.
So you made into it? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So right here, it said, okay. Meeting a guy at a random college party. So at the time, you were dating this guy.
I wasn't. That's when I had met him. Well, it was kind of how I met him. Like, I met him on the internet, but, like, I was at a college party. You know, you, like, lie a little to make the TikTok work. It wasn't a lie. Like, this truly isn't a lie, but, like, the location and time and everything. But, yes, like, at a college party, I, like, met this guy, like, on, like, Tinder or something. Yeah. And, like, fast forward, like, a couple months, and that happened.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like.
So is when did you decide to come out?
When come out.
I thought we were still talking, but
Well, no, because it said right. Okay, you said you were meeting a guy that you were dating.
For sure, yeah.
And you said on your TikTok page you talk a lot of shit about guys now. So that's what
I do. Okay, so like coming out as bi, like my sexuality.
Yeah, bi, but
okay,
like
yeah. I came out actually. Okay, no, this works in. I actually came out after this relationship was over. Okay.
That's what I was trying to get at.
There we go. I'm sorry. I get you.
I did not mean to make it like awkward in the room. You know?
No, you're fine. I was just like, where did we get there? Yeah, like,
because I was just connecting the dots. She said you're dating
Chris
this guy.
Also is like five steps ahead sometimes. Like,
no,
yeah, like the conversation
so
will get to that.
Mm-hmm. I'm there now. I've got you. Okay. I was dating this guy, and it was right before early quarantine, like early 2020 hit. And I ended up, it was very abusive, not a good relationship. I ended up ending things because, you know, I got out of the cycle and slay, good for me. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And then like quarantine hit and I had a lot of time to like sit with myself, like outside of like this relationship and like get to know myself. Because when you're sucked into abuse, you're not really like focused on yourself. You don't really know what's going on. Yeah. Like you kind of lose your sense of self. And I had all of that time like to sit there and get to know myself. And that was like when I like realized that I was like bisexual and that I liked women. And and that's honestly when I started posting on the internet too.
So that's only like a year ago. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, about.
So what's advice that you give to any girls that's like been through a traumatic situation, like so, say for instance like this, mm-hmm. for example, which definitely happens a lot more often than we could possibly even think.
Yes.
What is your piece of advice? Is it to like stay back mm-hmm. and like you said, you were on your own for a little bit and you had a lot of thoughts going through your head. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's good to go get help towards it or just?
I think the first thing is like understanding it's not your fault.
Yes.
You know, like understanding like those things that happen to you, like that's not your fault. Like you were sucked into an abusive cycle and manipulation and all of that. And like, you know, throughout that, like you probably get a lot of people being like, oh, you need to just leave him, just leave him, just leave him. And it's like, I know, but that's not always very easy.
It's never easy. You have things that like you attach that person. And then if it gets abusive, then later on in the relationship, it's hard to then see that and then leave.
I see what you mean. Yes, exactly. Because you see those things that made you happy like before. And like that's like, unfortunately, one of like the biggest cycles of abuse is something called love bombing. So when you get into a relationship, and I'm just going to say with a man, because that's like the abusive relationships I've had were with men. When you get in a relationship with a guy, like they kind of start out, and it's a very like tactic for a narcissist too. They start out by like love bombing you and like making you feel like, oh my God, like I'm the only girl in the world right now. Like they love me so much. Like it was just over the top. Like I've never felt like this before. I've never been loved like this before. This is insane. And you get so sucked in until about 4 months, and then it just like flips upside down, and then you're just like in this like cycle of just like
the behavior
abuse.
Switches
that depression void.
I mean, that at least what it was for me. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna speak on everyone else's experience, but that's totally like was my experience with mm-hmm. it. Like, it just completely like flipped around, and it was like, oh, like what you like lose the sense of relationship in yourself, and like what's going on, and like what you were saying, 100%. I get what you mean, like. You're so focused on like, but it was like that before. Like we can go back to that. Like whatever was happening
then. Or it's just
then,
like that's how you dealt with your trauma mm-hmm. before, then like that's all you have to then go. Like that's all you have to bounce back on.
Yeah, I mean it's the only thing like you can really understand in that moment.
But wouldn't you say that this could go pretty much in any type of relationship that you're having? Like if it's two guys, two girls, guy and a girl, like you know, it's any type of relationship. Do you think it stems just from being male, or do you think it stems from just being a shitty person?
There are all types of shitty people out there. It's mm-hmm. not just men. It's not just, you know, men. But I will say, like, this is my hot take. I don't think men were really brought into society to like women. Like, I think men were kind of grown up to hate women. And, like, I don't think that's necessarily a fault of your own. But
that is a hot take.
Let me explain this. And this is not me accusing y'all of anything.
No, I'm curious.
It's a societal thing. Like, I don't know. I'm not a boy. I did not grow up as a boy. I know that like a lot of things like growing up as a man is like, don't cry, don't act feminine, don't do this, like, yeah. you can't do this, you can't do that. And that's like, not like, that's a horrible thing that you didn't get to
like pretty
yourself.
Much go through whatever emotion you have to do and like take it in the ass and whatever.
And like, that sucks. Like, that's that
in the ass.
I mean, slay, take it in the ass. Anyway, no, but like, and that, all of those things that you guys were told not to do growing up are feminine traits. Like, those, you know, and not that like girls are crying all the time and stuff like that, like, not in a stereotypical way, but like, your first like introduction to women is all those stereotypes, and yeah. all those stereotypes you're not supposed to be. And so my like idea of it, and like, you know, some discussions I've seen going on Twitter and everything, is like, I don't necessarily think like men were brought up to like women. Like, you are already told, don't be all these things that women are, don't be any of these feminine things, you're not allowed to be. So like, which is like, then if a man comes out as gay, that's like devastating to their father. Like, oh my God, like, you're wearing heels, like, I'm gonna kill myself. And it's like, what?
And
like,
it's a whole snowball effect from when you're born and how you're raised, mm-hmm. and how you're supposed to think. And then when something in your life happens to where, hey, I want to go against what I'm brought up in, that's when everything just goes from underneath your feet.
So. Yeah. And I'm not saying that is an excuse either. That's like, okay. I'm gonna, like, that is, it is not fair that like men are brought up that way in society, like that. But I'm not gonna say just because men were brought up to maybe not really like or appreciate or respect women that that's an excuse, because I believe, like, I don't know, like, once you're old enough, like, you gotta learn the morals or you don't. And if you don't, like, fuck you. And mm-hmm. if you do, like, good for you. But like, I believe that, like, since men, in my opinion, like, weren't necessarily grown up to, like, respect or love or appreciate women and to be anything but women, that a lot of men end up being abusers. And I'm not just saying all men, blah, 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 but, like, lots of them, lots and lots of them. And, yes, women can be abusers, too. All kinds of people can be abusers, too. All types of people can do horrible things, but the statistics show that it is mainly men. And so that's why I think a lot of women and queer people and just everyone, like, talk that way about men specifically.
And it's very based, you know, it's very, like, it's definitely not a cover statement for everybody. I know a lot of, I mean, especially, like, in, ironically, like, more southern, more conservative areas where you're raised with certain traditional values that actually center around, like, respecting, like your mother is your center, you know, your main person. I would agree, like, that's not as much where we come from, which I would argue is more progressive area, Seattle.
For sure. But it's also, like, I feel like, yes, like, you're grown up to respect your mother's there, but you're also grown up to think, like, this woman will serve you, like, when you get married to her or something like that. Like, I don't know. Like, and people need to stop, I guess, seeing women as, like, oh, that could be my mom, that could be my sister. Like, no, I'm not your mom, I'm not your sister, I'm a person. Like, I'm a human being. Like, just because I'm not related to you, like, doesn't mean you can't see me as a person, you know? Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that's systemic, or do you think that that's just human nature? Because, like, for me, like, for, like, my younger sister, it's more, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not, like, if I see a girl, like, oh, that could be my sister. Like, I don't say that. It's, like, I care about my sister on a much different personal level than, like, you know, than, like, other people, like, other girls that, like, I'm around. So, like, I would, in a situation, like, where my sister either needed, like, my help or something, then, like, that's where I would say, like, oh, yeah, this is my sister. But not out of, like, comparatively, like, oh, if this girl is, I don't know, stereotypically being whoever, or, you know, like, just doing something that is, like, not something you want to see your sister doing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it like that. I would say it like, oh, if, like, someone, like, needed help or, like, something like that. Like, so, like, I guess, like, that's
what I guess. Yeah, I see what you're saying. And, like, of course, like, you're going to want to protect your sister because that's your sister first. I guess it's just more like when something bad happens to a woman or something, and then being like, oh, God, like, that could have been my mom. Like, mm-hmm. think about it if he was your mom. It's like, no, think about it if this is a human being. Like, you know, like, not in that way, because what I guess I'm trying to get at is sometimes, like, and not all men, I think, respect their moms or their sisters necessarily, like, but, like, the respect is only shown when, like, oh, they could be, like, we could be, like, part of the family. Exactly. Like, does that make sense?
It does.
Like,
okay. I want to bring it to something as we kind of to end the podcast on a light note. This is fun. If you want to go to the other tab, that one. Okay, so this is kind of based on what you're talking about with parents kind of raising their sons, especially dads raising their sons to be very masculine, following the traditional kind of stereotypes in the way that, you know, you traditionally raise a son. And I think this is interesting. This is one of my favorite TikTokers. I found this on a different podcast. I found a ton of his TikToks. He's upset when all of his comments are calling him daddy and all that. And I want your thoughts on it, because I think you shouldn't care at all. But I think this is an example of someone really pushing back and like being kind of just he gets angry when he sees
over
this, right?
The edge.
Just give me your thoughts. Let's watch through a couple of these. Like, okay. Just tell me what you think. He's my favorite creator out there right now.
Good TikTok, Lalo Gun Brady here. So look, I had some time to sit back and think last night, bro. I don't know if you guys are doing this to fun or if you guys are doing it on purpose, but you guys really need to stop just commenting daddy on my post, you guys. Me personally, I do not go that way, you guys. I am straight. I like women. Okay, stop trying to make me look bad on this platform, you guys. I asked you guys the last time nicely and respectfully, please.
What do you think about that?
I don't like how he goes, what the fuck? Okay. Something like, don't call me daddy. I'm straight. I don't want to look bad on that platform.
Right.
What the fuck does that mean? What?
The looking bad part.
What looks bad about someone? Like, I don't know. Like, where's the correlation between someone like calling you daddy? Like, okay, like, I could see maybe you don't want to be called that. I get mommy in my comment section way too much. And I'm like, okay, this has to end somewhere. Mm-hmm. But like, I see that, but why? I'm confused with the correlation. How did it get from here to here? Like, how did it get from don't call me daddy, I'm fucking straight? Like,
I just think he's just super, I don't know. It's just
it's the social bubbles that people are raised into where it's like, nah, don't call me that. That's on some weird shit. Or like it's the social, it's definitely how people brought up. Like you said, it's the poison at the root.
But he's not getting like the joke though. It's not so much.
Yeah,
that he's being,
I mean, yes, like I said, like I did. Okay, I'm going to clarify right now that I did say that. Do I think it's an excuse for everything? Absolutely fucking not.
No.
I'm saying that as like, that is my understanding of men and like how I believe they were raised to act in society. Again, I don't think that's an excuse at all by any means. Like,
yeah, people are old enough to educate themselves. And
you can educate themselves. Like, you don't have to be the person that your parents raised you to be. Like, you in any aspect at all. It just doesn't. I don't know, like, don't make me look bad on this platform. Like, what's making you look bad? Like, being, like, nobody is questioning your sexuality while you're wearing those fucking shorts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, like, look at that t-shirt and shorts. Look at those, like, fucking headphones. Like, no one is questioning if you're gay.
But I think the way that most people are enjoying this is, like, the comedy of it is just that he isn't getting, and he super wants to make sure, like, yo, I'm super straight, I'm super straight.
Yeah.
That part's funny to me, because it's like, you're just being super, I don't know, insecure. You don't want to, like, show that for some reason.
Mm.
But then the comment section just feeds into it, and he just always just doesn't seem to get that part.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny how serious he thinks it is, because it's like, he's getting, like, worked up over it, and then it's just like, it's either a joke or it's just like, you know, just based on him saying he doesn't want that, then people are like, yeah, daddy.
It's internalized homophobia then. I mean, it's blatant homophobia.
Yeah, just, yeah, like, yeah, not
not even. That's why he's not getting the joke, because the joke doesn't make sense because of how homophobic
but
his
mindset is.
So,
he's so in there, he can't really think.
It's like messing
the
with the homophobe, all the comment sections just now, like, trying to get him to just. They're just trying to get him going every single time they can.
But just think about how many kids there are like that, right? And it's like, where's the next step to change that for the next generation, right? So kids that...
I think a good start is that people are treating this video because they know the funny part is that he is an outlier. He's someone that doesn't get that.
Yeah.
That's why these videos go viral.
Is it homophobic to not want people to think you're gay, though?
No, but the way he acted was like he was disgusted by the idea that people thought he was.
Yeah, but in a general sense,
yeah,
you're
like
asking?
Say, for instance, say like, I mean... because you'd just be stereotyping, but like, say, like, you know, I don't even know how to say it in a way to where, but say, like, people think you're gay, but you aren't gay.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, that's just like that's like what you're interested in, like, whether it's clothing or whether it's like what you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want people, not even that you don't want people to think you're gay, but people are just like, oh, this guy has to be gay.
Well,
is that homophobic to be like, oh, I'm not gay?
I don't think it's a bad thing to be like, no, I'm not gay. But like, if you're really worked up at the fact that people are like,
yeah,
I think he's gay, and you're like, I'm not fucking gay, bro. Like, then you probably are like not gay. You probably are.
I mean, maybe
homophobic. You might
if
be.
If you're pushing back,
Isn't that okay. To go little something off of that. Sorry, I just have so many little things. There's this whole like stereotype too, like of, oh, if you're pushing so hard,
right,
like to say like I'm not gay, then the guy is or the person is. But like, okay, yeah, true. That could be like such deep rooted homophobia within themselves that turns into like self hate, and that is really sad. Like, but also fuck them for being like that. Like, it's not like, again, not an excuse, but also it's like, we need to stop like pretending that like all these like super homophobic people are actually gay when they're just like super homophobic and a terrible person. Cause you know that like storyline a lot in like movies or TV shows where like it's
Glee, like there's a character where he's like the bully, right?
Yeah. And the bully ends up being gay and he falls in love with the guy that he was bullying. And like, they like fall in love forever. And like, that's fucked
that's
up.
That's like the romantic way to kind of say
it wrongfully gives them a leeway and excuses in a weird way.
Yeah, it does. It's like, oh, he's only bullying this kid and shoving him in a locker because he's gay. And it's like, no, he's just probably a fucking bad person. If he is, like, he still needs to like get that shit figured out. Like, it's just not a good story trope. Like, that's probably my least favorite trope, like for movies or TV shows or stuff like that.
I guess that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, yeah, because I guess like the most common like tropes and like the stereotypes that I think are like what's kind of gay humor, like that idea, like the person that's the most resisting the idea of being gay is the one that might actually be. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you actually see that as what you don't want to see, and isn't very funny. But that's what we're used to. That's what we see as like,
so you know, I have a quick question. So there's like over this year, there's been like a buzz for streamers like Aiden Ross and Speed, right? Have you ever seen any of those guys or any of their clips?
Oh yeah.
No.
So oh crap. Okay, well that's hard.
Well, how would you explain it? They're kind of
okay. So with Aiden Ross and Steve, Aiden Ross and Speed, they're definitely queer baiters. I'm not gonna cap. Like
the sus humor.
Yeah, the sus humor is what they call it. Hashtag sus humor.
Are you familiar with Are you familiar with the term sus?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it's like pretty much like it would be like that category of jokes would be considered
like they're on the mic with their friends and go, I want to suck your dick, and
they like, keep come saying here daddy that. Come kiss me, but it's a group of straight guys
that is so,
but it's live for 30,000 kids right now. The 30,000 kids every time,
people love it. Kids fans will go up to them in the street and be like, I want to suck your dick, Speed.
I mean, not even that, like, dude,
but it is made like, the
Speed made a song.
Yeah, he made a song.
Well, comment shit that would be perceived as gay, but nobody in the situation
so
is gay.
So how do you feel about like the certain surge of popularity of people like that?
Because they are the biggest. It's insane now.
It would be like the category is like sus jokes. It would be like that's
the live streamer.
I didn't coin it as that. That's what it like. That's
what
it would
automatically
be
came to be.
It's what do you think about that? It's a peculiar thing. It's like, how is this even possible?
I mean, I think that's fucked up. Like, that's just like, that's just fucked up. It's, again, it's like queer baiting, like you were just saying. Like, it definitely is a version of queer baiting again. Like, oh, that sucking dick is so fucking funny. Like, haha, I'm a dude, but I don't fucking do that. And it's just like, it's homophobic in nature. Like, it's.
So if you're talking to a straight girl then, and you make not even a joke, you just like say something that is insinuating, like, you know, like, and I'm not even, I said you're as in like an example. Like, if you're saying that to a straight girl, saying something that would like, you know, like either her.
Insinuate sexual.
Yeah.
Like, I want to lick your pussy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
girl?
That's pretty, I mean, that'd be a pretty aggressive way to say it. But like, is that something that would ever happen? Like, is that the same type of thing or is it different?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would like, ever do that to anyone in a general sense. Like,
In the context of the joke with the way these streamers are doing you're saying like that would just, it doesn't seem, I don't know. Cause I would like to say like these kids are maybe like homophobic or completely innocent, but they're all just so young and they're just,
I think about how
impressionable I was like, when I was younger too. I'm curious as to what the ramifications could be in the future from like this being the biggest thing right now.
It is kind of the biggest. Now that like the way you spoke about it on the podcast, it definitely like those two guys popped up in my mind because they're making like a killing, like the 2 million subscribers on YouTube off of these jokes.
Yeah, I mean, it's ultimately just making jokes about being gay, which just isn't cool.
I mean,
I think that's kind of what it stems to.
And it sucks that there's like a group of people who like think that's funny. I think that's like where we go back to saying like, yes, society maybe has changed like a little bit and been more accepting. But like then you go into niches like that where it's like, oh, there's like what, like 5.2 million people who like aren't like, and that think that kind of stuff is funny. And like, but like saying stuff like that to each other, like, oh, I'm going to suck your dick, bro. But then like totally like bullying the gay kid in school or like, writing homophobic comments on my TikTok or like other people's TikToks or like sending death threats and stuff like that, but like still joking about it. It's just fucked up. Like, I don't know why there's a need for that kind of humor. Like, I don't know why. It's just, like, inherently homophobic. And, like, I think if you think that kind of stuff is funny, you're probably homophobic. But I also, how old are they? Like,
they're young. They're like 14, 13.
Okay, I don't want to, like, shit on, like, children, though. Like, but I don't think those kinds of jokes are funny. Like,
I'll give Speed 18. I'll give Aiden 19, 20.
Yeah, they're young. Yeah.
They're so they're not 14? How
old
are they?
No. The streamers are fans. The fans are like,
oh, yeah. But how old are the
streamers? Streamers 22 and like 19.
Oh, yeah. Then grow the fuck up. Like, how the fucking old are you? Like, it's just stuff like that. It's like, have you never talked to a gay person in your life? Like, have you never experienced life outside of your little suburban bubble?
His best friend is trans. She's transgender.
Ava.
Yeah,
so it's like, because it's like, where's the line? Because like,
but they make the jokes to each other. It's strange.
It's like, where does it, cause like, so like in college, my big in Greek life, like in a fraternity, is gay.
Okay.
So
when you guys just make jokes?
Typical fraternity, you know, it's not a very gay, gay. It's not super gay. I mean, there's like two gay dudes probably. I mean, there's probably like five gay dudes that came out as gay in like that Greek life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, like that doesn't make, I mean, because, like, you have conversations. Like, I have conversations with him. Like, he's, like, my close friend.
Yeah.
And those are different than, like, how I would be able to go talk to somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're, like, a gay person or, like, in the LGBTQ+ community, like, yeah, make those jokes. Yeah. Like, they're funny because, like, we're part of, like, that's, we're part of it. Like, the punchline can be funny when it's, like, to each other. But, like, I don't know. Like, just as a straight dude, like, I don't know. I've never watched the videos, but, like, from what you're saying, I just think it probably is inherently homophobic. I don't think there's a need for that kind of humor. Like, you could be doing something else instead of like making
jokes.
There's
other things that are actually funny. Like, that's like, I mean, joking about something that is a massive social issue and like
some people's reality,
like where people are like literally getting hurt from it. It's just not a joke. Like, there's other things to joke about.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I don't see the need for it. I don't know why.
I think grow up is a great way to put it, though. Like, I think, like, grow up. Like, you
oh,
know,
grow
like just,
up.
Yeah, just grow up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just.
No, grow up. Like, those jokes.
Also, the thing with guys, too, is guys are, like, 5 years behind maturity-wise
always.
Compared to, like, girls or, you know, I mean, just, I mean.
Yeah, but, like, is that a choice almost? Is it a choice?
I don't know.
I think it's a choice. I think it's a choice to be 5 years behind because society's told you can be.
True.
Like, I think society said, so, oh, you're just a boy. Boys are going to be boys. Like, boys are going to, like,
might be
brain shitty.
Brain chemistry too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Like your minds don't develop until you're 25 or whatever. But
don't
like
women hit puberty like younger than guys do. So
that's why I'm just saying, like, maturity level in terms of saying, like, you know, grow up about this certain topic. Because the thing is, like, you could tell a girl, you wouldn't, you know, ultimately you wouldn't say I grow up to like a girl about this thing. But like a guy, you're like, oh, grow up. But like,
no,
maybe
you could
just
say
behind.
Grow up to a girl. You could totally like
a lot more guys just need to grow up.
There's some, I mean, yeah, I'd say a lot more guys. Some girls need to grow up. Like, some of these girls are stupid. Like, it's not like.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know. I think, sure, brain chemistry could be part of it. I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor. But also, like, I truly, like I just said, believe that, like, society has told men, you can be 5 years behind, though. You're just a boy. Like, you can do whatever you want. Like, go do this horrible thing to this woman. But boys will be boys. You're still learning. And, like, that just, like, then makes it seem like all these things are okay. Like, I mean, you could be a 40-year-old man and someone will be like, boys will be boys. Like, he cheated on his wife. Boys will be boys. He abused his children. Boys will be boys. Like, you can't. It's true.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still like,
he's still a piece of shit. I'm not saying he's not.
I don't think
people would
look at a grown man and be like, boys will be boys unless he's somebody
I think they can. I think grown men get a lot of leeway.
People make a joke. But we covered a lot. We don't have any more time. But that was probably some of the most learnings we've done this podcast.
I actually got something.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
So, guys, all of Chrissy's links will be linked down below. Go follow on everything. Go follow us. Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Where can they follow you? Where can
they follow Chrissy? TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
YouTube.
She's small, but we're getting there.
Go follow her. It'll be the top link. And yeah, make sure to subscribe. Thank you so much, Chrissy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Peace. Woo!